Teaching Machines to Read Doctor's Notes, a Deep Dive into Medical NER. Alex, Technical, and Jordan, Clinical Context. 18 minutes. Welcome back to ML in the Real World. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan.
Today we're diving into something that sounds simple but is deceptively complex, teaching computers to read doctor's notes.
And when I say read, I don't just mean convert text to digital format. I mean actually understand what's being said.
Right, because there's a huge difference between patient has chest pain and patient denies chest pain.
One word changes everything.
Exactly.
Imagine you're building a clinical decision support system.
If you misclassify a denies fever as has fever, you could trigger false alerts or miss REAL conditions.
That's the problem we solved.
A hybrid machine learning system that combines BioBERT language models with carefully crafted linguistic rules to get entity detection right 96% of the time.
Let's dig in.
Okay, so clinical text is a nightmare for natural language processing.
What makes it so hard?
First, medical terminology.
We've got abbreviations like MI for myocardial infarction, that's a heart attack. But MI could also mean mitral insufficiency.
Same letters, completely different conditions.
Context matters.
Exactly.
And then there's negation.
Here's a sentence: patient denies shortness of breath, chest pain, or palpitations.
So the patient does not have those symptoms.
Right.
But a naive NER system just extracts entities and thinks the patient has all three.
That's the opposite of reality.
That's dangerous for clinical applications.
Worse, what about, patient had pneumonia last year, now resolved?
Historical, not current.
Or, mother has breast cancer.
That's family history, not the patient.
You're getting it.
We need to classify context. Is this confirmed, negated, uncertain, historical, or family history?
And standard NLP tools don't handle this well?
Not well enough.
Simple keyword matching catches no evidence of pneumonia but fails on denies any fever where the negation comes before the entity.
So what did we build?
A 5-stage pipeline.
Stage 1, base NLP with SPACI.
Stage 2, entity extraction with BioBERT plus templates.
Stage 3, context classification.
Stage 4, section detection.
Stage 5, output generation.
Let's focus on entity detection first.
Why 3 BioBERT models?
Medical entities come in flavors.
We've got diseases and symptoms,
chemicals and drugs,
and genes and proteins.
Each needs specialized detection.
So BioBERT disease, BioBERT chemical, BioBERT gene.
Exactly.
They're pre-trained on biomedical literature, PubMed, PMC articles.
They understand that cold in patient has a cold is a disease, but cold in patient's hands are cold is a symptom description.
But you also use template matching?
We built a dictionary of 57,476 medical terms.
Diseases, drugs, genes.
If BioBERT misses something but it's in our templates, we catch it.
Safety net.
Exactly.
BioBERT handles context-dependent recognition.
Templates provide comprehensive coverage for known terms.
What's the accuracy?
96% for entity detection.
93% for context classification.
You mentioned scope reversal earlier.
Let's dig into that.
This was our aha moment.
Here's the problem: patient denies fever but reports cough.
No fever, yes cough.
Right.
But simple pattern matching sees denies and marks everything after it is negated.
Including cough.
That's wrong.
The word but changes things.
Exactly.
But creates a scope boundary. Everything before is negated. Everything after is confirmed. How many patterns did you need? 103 scope reversal patterns. But, however, although, except, yet, these all trigger scope changes. Walk me through the algorithm. Take, patient denies shortness of breath but reports chest pain. Step 1, detect entity's shortness of breath and chest pain. Step 2, find reversal trigger but between them. Step 3, create scopes. Scope 1, denies shortness of breath negated. Scope 2, reports chest pain confirmed. Elegant. Before scope reversal, we had 78% context accuracy. After, 93%. That's a 15-point jump. Let's talk about the 5 context types. Each has clinical significance. Patient has diabetes. Current, active. Affects treatment decisions. No history of diabetes. Important for differential diagnosis. Possible pneumonia, awaiting chest X-ray. The clinician is considering this but hasn't confirmed. History of MI in 2019. Past condition. Affects care differently than current. Mother has breast cancer. Risk stratification. Changes screening recommendations. How do you classify? Pattern matching with confidence scoring. For each entity, we examine a window before and after. We check against our pattern library. If we find denies right before fever, that's high confidence negation, 0.98. If we find history of before diabetes, that's historical, 0.92. What if you find conflicting patterns? Priority hierarchy. Negated beats everything. Then family, historical, uncertain. Confirmed is the default. Let's talk numbers. Tested on 500 real clinical notes. 96% entity detection accuracy. 93% context classification. Baseline comparison? BioBERT alone gets about 89% on entities. Our template boosting adds 7 points. Real-world applications? Clinical research is the big one. Finding patients with specific conditions for trials. Manually reviewing charts takes hours. Our pipeline processes 1,000 notes in under 2 minutes. Time savings? Massive. Plus clinical decision support, flagging patients for preventive care, identifying drug interactions, monitoring disease progression. The hybrid approach is key. Neither ML nor rules alone gets us to 96%. The combination is the secret sauce. Key takeaways? 1. Medical NER is hard because of specialized terminology and complex linguistic patterns. 2. Hybrid approaches, transformers plus rules, outperform either alone. 3. Context matters as much as entity detection. Knowing a condition is mentioned isn't enough. 4. Scope reversal handling is critical. Words like but change everything. 5. Transparency and confidence scores are essential for medical AI. The code is on GitHub, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.